taken away by the Romans after the death of Herod, he gave them all back to Agrippa. So that Agrippa was the king in southern Lebanon, in southern Syria, the Golan Heights, what is today Transjordan, East Jordan, pieces of the Nabataean kingdom in the Negev. All of that he restored, and Agrippa came back to Jerusalem in triumph, in power, in strength. Now, Agrippa behaved like a devout Jew. And Agrippa went out of his way to protect the Jewish people and Judaism from the Romans. Not only from the Roman tax collector, but also from the Roman way of life. He was truly interested in having a Jewish way of life. And he was friends with many of the great leading rabbis of the time. The leader of the Jewish people at the time, the spiritual leader at the time, was the son of Hillel, whose name was Shimon. And after the death of Shimon, Hillel's grandson, Gamaliel, would again become Hillel's great-grandson Gamaliel would become the Nasi, and he was friends with them. He was friends with the Sanhedrin. He listened to them, and you have a period of time, almost a 20-year period of time, of harmony, of tranquility, of economic stability, of the fact that he was able to defend the Jewish people from the Romans. And the Romans were satisfied with him because of his relationship with the emperor. He was able to carry it off. He was so popular, in fact, that the Talmud tells us the famous story that we all know that on the Yontiv of Sukkos, on the holiday of Sukkos, the king of Israel, once every 7 years, would read the entire book of Dvorim, the book of Deuteronomy. He would read it publicly. That mitzvah is called Hakel. They gathered the people together, and the king read the book. He got up and he read the book. He came to the posuk, he came to the verse that said that you shall appoint the king, but that the king has to be one of your brethren. Your king has to be someone who is from the Jewish people. So the Talmud tells us that Agrippa burst into tears because he realized that he did not meet that requirement. He was descended from Herod, and that he was an Evid. He had that disqualification of pedigree. And the rabbis told him not to weep. They said, Achinu ato, you are our brother. Now that was an expression of how they felt towards him. They felt towards him as because they had not had a king that was as good, quote unquote, probably since the first of the Hashmonaim kings, since Shimon. But the Talmud tells us that the rabbis should not have done that. They were choneif. They paid him false flattery. Because really he was not entitled to be the king. And his pedigree was defective. And therefore in stating that magnanimous compliment that you are our brother, the Talmud says that they hastened the coming of the downfall of the state and of the temple, because they didn't tell the king that the king himself sensed the truth, and they instead of pointing out to him how accurate he was, they tried to smooth it over as though it were not an important issue. But from here we see at least the attitude that they had towards Agrippa. And the attitude was that he was a righteous king, a fine person.